The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Earlier on the station today, you would have heard Michael O'Leary, the CEO of Ryanair. So he was speaking to Shane Coleman on News Talk Breakfast. He was talking about one-way flights from Dublin to London possibly costing €500 this coming Christmas unless, he says, Dublin Airport's passenger cap is lifted. Take a listen.
The infrastructure at Dublin Airport is excellent. We've just opened a second runway, you know, which kind of Fingal defeats its own planning regulation because it has, on the one hand, a 32 million cap based on some concern over road traffic in 2007. And yet they allow a second runway to be built, which takes capacity up to 60 million passengers a year. But the best way, Dublin Airport is not serving Dublin. Dublin Airport serves the entire country. If you take the M50, you take the motorway network, the access down the country comes from Dublin, and we need to maximise that. We're still growing very strongly in Cork. We're growing very strongly in Shannon. So there is growth in those. We're not ignoring them. But the vast majority of the inbound traffic to Ireland wants to visit Dublin first. Some of them will go down the country. Some of them won't.
You want Eamon Ryan, the Transport Minister, to intervene over the cap at Dublin Airport. Mm. He says in doing so, he'd be breaking the law and he has to respect the planning process.
Yeah, I mean, it's typical rubbish coming out of Eamon Ryan. Firstly, this is a 2007 planning condition. It no longer applies. There was concerns in 2007 that if Dublin Airport got to 32 million passengers, the road traffic access to the airport would collapse. Less than 2% of people were using public transport in 2007. Now it's over 20%. Access to Dublin Airport is fine. We've opened a second runway. All we need now is a competent transport minister to intervene and say, this condition no longer applies. There was clearly no basis for those worries. I'm instructing the IAA to ignore this cap while the DAA are applying to Fingal County Council to lift the cap. There's no doubt the cap will be lifted. The question is, will it be lifted in time for this Christmas? Or are we going to have to wait 4 years and hinder the growth of Irish tourism and Irish jobs for a period of 4 years? And because we have an incompetent tour transport minister who will not lift a finger when it comes to aviation, we're stuck with this cap. And the IAA... Sorry, go ahead.
Are a minister, you say he's incompetent, are a minister who respects the planning process? I mean, we know in the past, in different areas of Irish life, we've had ministers who have interfered with the planning process with disastrous consequences.
It's a red herring, Shane. Like, the people who've interfered in the planning process are Fingal County Council. If, on the one hand, you said in 2007 we were worried that Dublin shouldn't grow beyond 32 million passengers, why did you approve a second runway which takes capacity to 60 million passengers? Now, they were right in 2007 to be worried about road access, but we're already at 32 million passengers and there is no issues over passenger access to Dublin Airport. There's no issues about the roads around Dublin Airport. So all we need is a minister that says, look, that was a sensible condition in 2007, but we're now at 32 million passengers and there's no need for that concern. Therefore, I'm instructing the IAA, ignore this cap while the DAA goes through the process of getting it lifted with Fingal County Council. The problem is, and where this is really blown up this week, the IAA have now written to the Irish Airlines. We have been denied. Normally, we add about 270,000 extra seats to Dublin at Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to add one extra seat this Christmas. Ryanair will operate 270,000 less seats this Christmas than we normally do. Same will apply for Aer Lingus and the other airlines. We've seen American Airlines want to add new services to Dublin. They now can't add those services. We've built a second runway. We have the infrastructure. Normally in Ireland, the problem is we don't have the infrastructure. Here's one of the rare occasions where we do have the infrastructure, but we have an incompetent minister who won't let us use it.
Okay.
And it is not an interference in the planning process to recognise that a condition that was imposed in 2007 no longer applies.
All right, that was Michael O'Leary, the CEO of Ryanair, speaking with Shane Coleman on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Padraig O'Cage is with me now, former senator, founder of Aer Lingus Regional, former chair of the Shannon Airport Group as well. Padraig, there's quite a bit to unpack there. We might start with this idea of €500 flights from Dublin to London. Do you suspect that's what the cost is going to be to fly Ryanair Dublin to London this Christmas?
That won't be the cost, but that could well be the fare they'll charge. And there's a big difference. So that's my comment on that. I can elaborate if you wish, but bluntly, that they're my thoughts. Ryanair fares have gone up by over 20% anyway in the past 18 months to 2 years. So it wouldn't surprise me if they go up again, regardless.
Yeah. And listen, Michael O'Leary, you might say, well, we've got increased input costs like lots of other people, but an increase to €500 would be absolutely phenomenal. And I take it from your response that you think there might be an element of profiteering going on if that were to happen.
Profiteering and scaremongery, to be honest with you, those two.
Why would he be scaremongering? What do you think he's trying to achieve?
There's two factors here, I think. One is the attitude and things that he's saying about our Minister for Transport and other politicians, which I think are unfair, are unreasonable. He shouldn't be attacking people personally. And I think that actually, I suppose, adds fire to others who sometimes do that. And I think that's absolutely, totally irresponsible and totally unacceptable. Be quite on whether you agree or disagree with Eamon Ryan or anybody else or any other politician. I genuinely do not accept that. And I think it's time that we in Ireland cut that out totally. And people of responsibility who've got significant, clout and airtime clout should have more cop on. That's first of all. The second thing is in relation to Dublin Airport itself. In 2010, I was actually at it myself, the launch of T2 in Dublin Airport. Michael O'Leary was totally against Terminal 2 at that time. He says Terminal 1 is plenty adequate, and he arrived up, you may or may not remember, but he arrived up with a hearse and a coffin while the launch was taking place. So now he's gone in the opposite direction. So he is. So basically, all of this to me is really around Ryanair maximising their income, maximising their profitability. I've no difficulty with that. I've no difficulty whatsoever. But let's call it out to what it is.
Yeah, and maybe a bit of maximising attention going on as well. Let's talk a little bit then about passenger caps. Because I guess Ryanair are not the only people kind of talking about passenger caps, Padraig. I mean, is it too low?
That's a really, really good question. I think passenger numbers should be allowed to increase gradually and in a structured format. I've no difficulty with that. I do argue strongly that 32 million passengers is really very much the limit of what Dublin Airport can take at the moment. Primarily, you know yourself, the issues we've had in relation to car parking, a huge car park there in Dublin Airport not being sold there a couple of months ago, and the DAA looking to try and buy it if they could to try and increase car parking facilities and space. And also, I believe Dublin overall as a city is an absolutely wonderful city. We're all proud of. Dublin has a huge issue. It's kind of choking itself with the number of people and the amount of, I suppose, congestion and so on that is in Dublin. And I would feel very strongly that Cork, Shannon, and in particular Knock can be really, really developed much, much, much further. And it's great for, I suppose, balanced economic, social community development outside of purely Dublin. You know that we've something like 50% of our population live within 50 miles of O'Connell Street.
But is that an argument then in favour of continuing expansion in Dublin, that you build a third terminal and then, you know, economies of scale apply as well, that it all becomes more valuable?
I genuinely have no problem with a third terminal, provided we've got the infrastructure to actually support that and make it efficient for passengers. We're the only major airport in Europe that doesn't have a rail service to the city centre, for example. So all of that infrastructure needs to be put in place, I believe. First of all, if you want to look at increasing the passenger numbers in Dublin Airport by 20, 30, 40%, we actually don't have that at the moment. And also, Michael O'Leary mentioned there the Irish Aviation Authority and that Eamon Ryan should interject there. The minister cannot legally interject there with the Irish Aviation Authority. Yeah. They're a safety regulator, and he knows that as well as me, you, and anybody else. And in actual fact, the primary purpose of the IAA, which are one of the top aviation regulators in the world and one of the best, their primary purpose has got to do with safety. And if they're saying we're going to limit this to 32 million passengers, it's because of safety reasons they're doing it, no other reason whatsoever.
Yeah, in fairness, I think Shane Coleman did put that to Michael O'Leary, that we used to have a system whereby politicians could intervene in the planning process, and it did not work. And we're still dealing with the 100% legacy of that.
We are.
So why anyone would want to go back there, I don't know, unless maybe it suited themselves. What would be needed in terms of investment in Cork and Shannon and Knock and elsewhere possibly to expand them to kind of proper international status?
There's a couple of things. One is Cork, Shannon and Knock, as you say, can fly, and Ryanair, and in fairness to my huge respect for Ryanair as an airline, huge respect for them. But I will call them out when I feel they're wrong, to be honest with you, and that's no issue with that. But they're all flying in out of Knock, Shannon, and Cork already, so there. And it's only actually a matter of actually making a commitment for them and other airlines. I'd be really keen to see other airlines coming into Cork, Shannon and Knock. And also the other thing that's really needed in Cork, something that we looked seriously at years ago when I was involved in Air Ireland, was looking at transatlantic service in and out of Cork. That's critically important for the Cork region. And I think we should have a balanced airport strategy that would incorporate those and actually incentivize some airlines to actually fly more and more in and out of Cork, Shannon and Knock, rather than just purely Dublin. And I think that would really help a balanced economy and also make it much easier for Dublin, the people who live and commute in and out of Dublin.
Well, what do you say though to people who listen to this argument and think, well, the reason people fly in and out of Dublin is that's where most people go when they're coming to the country in terms of business travellers and tourists?
Yeah, but they've no choice. 85% of all of the passengers come in and out of Dublin. Something like 90% of all the flights are in and out of Dublin. So that's it. If that's the bridge, that's the bridge. So it is. But in actual fact, what you're doing is you're damaging that bridge. The more and more footfall you put on that bridge, you're making it weaker and weaker and weaker. And Ireland is a small, open economy. And quite frankly, I believe, as has been shown by Shannon and Knock and Cork, that if you put on the flights, people will travel. Absolutely. Also, I just make a point? I think this is also important. It's really important that Dublin, the politicians in particular, get behind Waterford Airport. That's another jewel in the crown that's just been left idle there, or mainly idle there, for a long period of time. And that would also take the pressure off Dublin. And there is an investment in the region, I think, of about 80 to 100 million required for Waterford Airport, because the runway is not long enough. But it is long enough in Cork. It is long enough in Shannon. It is long enough in Knock.
I often think people maybe overestimate how big the country is, and how many people flying to Paris last week will have kind of booked flights based on price, and they might have paid a huge amount of attention to whether it was kind of Charles de Gaulle, Orly or Beauvais, and kind of Beauvais is an hour and a half away. Yet, you know, 100%. If you suggest that somebody lands an hour and a half, I mean, Waterford's not much more than an hour and a half from Dublin, yet people kind of think you're flying to the other end of the world.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more with you. And look what that would do for the southwest region of Ireland. And people there are entitled very much, it's very much a good service, air service and otherwise, as they are, for example, in Swords or Santry or someplace like that.
Páraic Ócáide, former senator, founder of the Aer Lingus Regional Group, former chair of Shannon Airport Group as well. Páraic, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Andrew says, regardless of Michael O'Leary's biases, we will lose business to other countries because of a dysfunctional planning process. Paddy in Termin Feckin says, I agree with more of a spread. No to increased airport capacity, because even here in Termin Feckin, 30 miles away, we have lower planes, more noise than ever before since the new runway was opened. A new airport in the middle of the country is needed, relieving traffic on the M1 and the M50. So says Paddy anyway. Chris says, there's a problem. This is a problem of the DAA's own making. It spent 15 years running down Cork Airport to move all traffic through Dublin. Take Cork Airport away from the DAA and open up some competition. That is the view of Chris. Somebody else, though, says, you know what? We need to cut back on emissions. And that doesn't suit Michael O'Leary's pocket. Let the prices of flights go up.